Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking.
Yeah, Nick, how are you?
Good.
How are you? Good, good, good. I received a letter from you, and I'm trying to reach someone there to see how best you guys can help me.
Sure, sure. Do you have the reservation code of the...
Yes, yes. The reservation code is 2311-0401-0027-3629.
Okay. All right, just give me one second here, and I'll pull up your business profile. Oh, you're calling from... is this QuayQuest LLC?
Yes, yes, QuayQuest LLC.
Okay, perfect. And your name, sir?
My name is Kwamina Achampunkwe. Kwamina, my first name is Kwamina, K-W-A-M as in Mary, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, A.
Thank you, Kwamina. And your last name, sir, is it Quay?
My last name is Achampunkwe. It's A, I spell it for you, A-C-H-E-A-M as in Mary, P as in Paul, O as in Orange, N as in Nancy, J as in George. And hyphen in between.
Ah, gotcha.
Capital Q-U-A-Y-E.
Okay. And the best number to reach you in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, reach me at this number, 415-533-3833.
Okay.
And where are you guys located?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Oh, San Diego, okay.
Okay, ask you one second here. Okay. All right, we had the mailing address correct at 2352 Cambridge Drive in Discovery Bay.
Yeah, we also have an office at right now we move our main office to 201 Sand Creek Road, Sand Creek Business Drive, Business Center, 201 Sand Creek Road, Suite G as in George dash two.
Suite G2.
At
okay.
Brentwood, California.
And the zip code there?
94513.
Okay, and that's where you moved your headquarters to, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but you still have another office is still currently at 2352, correct?
Yes, 2352. You know, when we started as a sole proprietor, I was operating from home. That's my home office.
Oh, that's your home is 2352?
Yes, that's my. I have an office there. That's where we started as sole proprietor, and then when we became when we moved here, maybe a couple of months later, we made it LLC.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations on the new office and the move up. Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it looks like here you worked. We sent you an offer for financing for equipment and for capital based on your history with Financial Pacific. They're actually a partner of ours. So
yeah.
What exactly were you interested in today? Were you looking for capital or another piece of equipment?
Yeah, for working capital, apparently, when I financed the equipment in November, we didn't get the manufacturer didn't complete building the equipment until until, let's say, a month and a half ago. So in view of this, we know we've been paying for the equipment since November, but it wasn't ready for us to start marketing until November, but until end of March or mid-March. I say mid-March, yeah. Is it mid-March or April, early April? So right now, what we need is working capital. But we have some other equipment, but we want to make sure we're generating a lot of income from whatever we have financed before we add more equipment.
Okay. So how much working capital were you looking for?
Not that much. We get working capital in about 50,000, we should be fine.
Okay. What year did you start your business?
Well, from the beginning, we were doing it as sole proprietor, but we actually registered it as LLC in June 2015, in June last year.
Okay.
June 4th last year.
Okay. How long were you?
It's actually one year when we became an LLC.
Okay. And how long were you a sole proprietor?
That was from 2008.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we definitely want to. The time in business is very important. So we want to count the time you started your business as a sole proprietor and then just make the notes that you became an LLC 1 year ago. That'll be a big help to your file.
Yeah. So we registered as LLC in June. That's June 2nd, I think so. June 2nd. In 2015, that is when we made LLC.
Perfect.
And then we moved the office here sometime around June 15.
Okay. And when you moved into the office, how much is your rent for your new location?
It's $400 a month.
Excellent.
But we pay by the year, so it's 400 times 12.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And so you're just about to pay your second year's rent next month then? Or did you pay it in May or June last year?
Yes. It's time to pay it again.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right, I understand. And can you just kind of walk me through your business and just explain to me what you do?
Oh, we do event advertising. And then we do live video messages and live event broadcasts. If you go to our website, are you in front of the computer? Hello?
Hello, sir?
Yeah, if you go to our website, you will see exactly what we're doing. Our website is www.quayquest, quayequest.com. Quayquest.
Ah, I found it. I got you. All right.
Yeah, and then scroll down the front page. You will see so we do event advertising.
Okay.
Right, yeah. So we the equipment we sponsor is like a mobile digital truck. The truck is digital.
Oh, wow.
So we do event advertising and also we do live event broadcast. Let's say if there's a show going on in San Diego and the show is being beamed on YouTube, we can bring the show on our screen anywhere in Northern California. Anybody can, anybody in San Francisco can watch the show live while it's going on in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. On your screen at the event.
On the screen, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so let's say the event is in San Diego and San Francisco folks want to watch it. We just drive the vehicle there and we can put the stream on the large screen. The screen is 20 feet by 20 by 10.
Yeah, it looks huge. So who pays for this? Who? What kind of customers do you have?
The customers are businesses who want to advertise, who want exposures. Like we just dealing with solar energy customers. We dealing with winery. We just did a show this Friday for Lee's Winery. If you scroll down our website, you will see it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Scroll down on the front page. You see Lee's Winery. That show was Friday. So they have the winery. They sell. They do wine, and they bring the band from, let's say, Nashville to play, and then we go there and we stream the live event on the screen.
Okay. Yeah. I see. This is nice. All right. Perfect. So how much are you doing in revenues right now? I mean, on an annual basis.
Well, right now, we financed the machine in November. We financed the digital in November, and we didn't get it until April, first week in April. So since we got it, we started getting clients. We have clients lined up, like wineries. And like we did a bid to Baker's, and we also have a Better Business Bureau who we have a contract waiting. They want to do something for Golden State Warriors, the basketball finals, championship, NBA championship, and all that. We have them all lined up. But last year, my estimated income was like 115. That was from our order, that was from the, from the sole proprietorship with other businesses that are there. But we have actually started marketing this equipment we financed through Financial Pacific.
Okay, so I just want to be clear on how much you've been doing recently.
On the revenue, yeah. That's why we just started a month now. So let's say in the past month we only had 3 serious clients, and this June is when we have some other clients coming in. A lot of big clients from trade shows at Moscone and sports clients and events.
Okay, so how were you making money before you had the screen?
We have to use my old tax return revenue, which was like 115.
Okay. So you were doing 115 a year.
Which will be more, because now we have the digital equipment.
Right. See, what we're going to do is we're going to look back at the past 6 months. Right, so we're going to look back at, we're right on the cusp of, either November to April, through April.
Yeah, and all that time, the equipment that I financed was being built by the manufacturer.
Yeah.
So all that time, I've been paying for the equipment, though. I've been paying for my own resources. I've been paying every month, but the equipment didn't get here until April.
Yeah.
So actually, if we in technical terms, the equipment was actually financed in November. But in November, when they approved it, before the manufacturer bought the parts, ordered the parts and things to build the equipment for us. And when they finished in February, it was before, so they took it back in and built it all over again, and we only got it in April. So let's say it's only about a month and a half now when we receive.
Understood. But I just wanted to kind of understand. You've been in business as an LLC for a year, and you were in business for several years before that. So Without the screen, you were doing about 115 a year, right?
Yeah, that one I did 100. That one is from subcontracting other work, but not from the screens, not from the LED screens. We just got the screen in April, and we just started marketing it. So actually, this Friday was our third contract that we did.
Okay, so what exactly do you need the money for?
We need the money to pay for the business operation and also expanding, because we have three drivers, and we have a contract that is coming in October. Is it October? No, August. We need about six drivers because it's for a company called Dreamforce. They are doing a huge convention here and want us to, we will be advertising, broadcasting their video messages 12 hours a day in San Francisco, in downtown. Mm-hmm. And 12 hours, we can use one driver. We have to get at least six drivers for the three trucks. We have three trucks total.
Okay. Just to be straightforward with you, I really doubt we'd be able to get you more than 10 or 15,000 to start off.
That would be fine, because we just need, right now, I'm paying for everything out of my resources. That is why I'm looking for, let's say, something to cover the payroll. In this case, we don't have to depend on getting paid from our contract or our service before I pay the drivers. You understand what I mean?
No, like of course.
Like this Friday when we did a show at for Lear's, for the vineyard, for the winery, I have to wait to go cash the check for the winery before I pay the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Technicians, pay the stage people and all that. So I just need some kind of cushion that to run the business, that them, those who come to work, they are subcontractors. I pay them right, I pay them once they finish the job before I can take my time and deposit the check and have the check clear.
So okay.
Day-to-day running of business, that is where concern is right now.
Okay, we could probably do realistically, close to 15,000, about 10,000, 15,000, based on what you're telling me, and do it maybe short term, and get you what you need right now, and then we can always look at it again in 3 months, and look at one.
In 3 months, by that time, I'll get so much money and pay you off. Then I won't need your money.
I gotcha.
I wouldn't need your money.
All right, so let's just get you something. Let's just get you something to get you over the hump.
Yeah, by the time the October comes, once I do one of the big shows in the city, let's say the show for Dreamforce is coming in August, October, and they're paying us like 15,000 per week, 45,000 a day for 3 days.
Wow. All right, then we just need to get you something right now, something small to tide you over for a couple months.
That's my only issue. All I need is something, in hand, so I can pay the drivers and the technicians and the employees.
Okay.
So until checks start coming in, and when checks start coming in, then I can... then I don't have to worry about their payroll, because their payroll has become a problem. I have to wait and cash my check from the customer, or from when we do a show, I have to cash the check before I pay the drivers, which is not a good thing.
No. Okay. Well, what's the best email for you?
It's my first name. Kwamina, KWAM as in Mary, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy A. Kwamana at QuayQuest, QuayQuest.com.
Okay, I'm going to email you. I'm sorry?
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, we have a really simple process. I think we could get this done for you very quickly. We have a one-page application. You know, we don't want to bog you down with paperwork. And okay. The reason I'm asking about the past 3 months, the past 6 months, is we're going to look at the bank statements to make sure they're healthy enough to afford the note, right? And then one page from... So you became an LLC a year ago. Did you file already your 2015 tax return?
I did.
Perfect. Because all we need is the very first page from the tax return just to verify the business as an LLC.
I did file. But because I did file it. I filed a tax return in maybe February, right?
Yeah, that sounds great. We just need what's called the schedule.
That was for the previous year, yeah.
Yeah, so we just need what's called the Schedule C. You know, the profit and loss for an LLC. It shows your revenues. But we just need the because it verifies it has the name of your business and your name on it. And that's why we ask for that.
Oh, sure. I have the tax return, so I can send it to you.
Okay, perfect.
Is a company to help me because I've gone to my bank to help me.
They never help anybody.
They never help me because I financed this equipment and everything is, the equipment took so long before it got to my hand. You know, from November since we financed it. And I can't blame anybody. I just have to blame the manufacturer. So it got to me last month. So that is why we have so many clients lined up that we've now started doing the shows for them, doing the shows. So right now, since the Warriors are doing the NBA championship, we're trying to close a deal with Better Business Bureau who want to hit sports targets at the Oakland Coliseum and all that. And,
nice.
I think that will get me going. But in the meantime, we just struggling with the day-to-day operations, day-to-day operations, which I need to survive that until I get one of the big checks to come in.
Yep. No, I understand. Yeah, this should be pretty straightforward. You just need to have...
I can't even go ask anybody. I can't go ask anybody, you know. So it's been a little bit tough on me here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can help us, that will be very, very good. All we need is to go through this early part of June. And then by July, August, we will at least have some major accounts in our hand that we will pay you off, and then we will ask you only to finance equipment for us.
Okay, how would you say your credit is?
I would say fair or good, right?
I would think so because we know, like I said, we partner with Financial Pacific with equipment financing. Sometimes they use our money, and sometimes we partner with them, and they're usually pretty. You have to have pretty solid credit to work with them. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it has to be solid. So that's good news. So that should be.
So
okay.
I've been working with them even this month. I've been working with them and letting them know that as soon as I get over the hump and get customers coming in, they won't even have any problem. I will pay all their stuff. I will pay it off. The only issue is how do you call it? The only issue is the equipment was delayed so much But according to them, I still had to make payments since November.
Yeah.
So I've been making payments. Yeah. I've been making the payments since November.
Yeah.
I've been making the payment even though the equipment was not in my hand, and I'm making the payment to them in order to keep up. So I've made the payment until the equipment got here.
Yeah, that's tough to invest in. Yeah, it's tough to invest in equipment and it can't make you money for 6 months. You know, that's tough.
And you can't make money for 6 months. That is what I was explaining to everybody. I mean, that will wipe anybody out.
Anybody out
because I financed the equipment through Financial Pacific, right? And then they financed the screen, the giant screen. So they did the giant screen, and I had to finance the live event processor and the generator, right, to another company called Pony.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm paying Financial Pacific all this money, and then paying Pony also all this money, and I paid both of them since November. That is why I'm so low that when my workers go and work, I have to wait till we get a check. We get our check, cash the check before I can pay the workers.
Yeah.
So I've been paying Financial Pacific at the same time paying Pony. You see, so if even you guys can put together these two companies for me, I would prefer that. Like put together the payment at Financial Pacific is about $1,700 a month. And then Pony leasing is about $850 a month. So if you can combine these two payments and finance it for me, so I make one time payment and that's it, I think it will even serve me better.
Yeah, that's a really complicated road to go down. Refinancing, especially with those companies, because this is the situation. I'm familiar with those companies. You're paying simple interest. So if you refinance those, you'll be paying interest on top of interest, because if you pay those loans off early, you still have to pay the interest on the loan, the total interest from the beginning. So it's not like a car loan or a house or a mortgage when you refinance and all the interest is forgiven immediately and all you owe is the balance. It's not like it with those loans. So you'll just be paying a lot of, even if we stretched out the term as long as possible, you'd still be paying a high amount because you have to pay our interest too. And it's complicated. It's a little, there's different situations that we can explore that. This isn't the right time for that. I think,
it's not the right time. Yeah, until I start making money, then we find a way to pay them off.
Yeah, you know.
I would rather get both financing, both equipment financing from one source than the screen is from Financial Pacific, and then the video live event processor or live video and event processor is from Pony. So it's like two different financing making one equipment.
Yeah,
which is too high for me. It's too high.
Yeah, it's moving forward. That is one of the. It's the good news about us is, not only do we do working capital business loans, but we also do equipment financing as well. And we would be able to take pieces of equipment from different vendors and put them all into the same loan. I think is exactly what you're looking for.
What Financial Pacific should have done, but they didn't do it that way. The broker did the screen through Financial Pacific, and then I think Financial Pacific only approved 75,000 for the screen, and after that they needed 22,000 for the video processor and the live event processor and the generator. So they financed the order 20,000 through, is it 20 or 15,000? It was 15,000 through Pony leasing.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing because you ended up getting this equipment financed and it was a solution. And I know you've been around since 2008, but you've only been an LLC for a year. And with the revenues that you're telling me, I'm assuming your credit's pretty decent because otherwise they wouldn't have taken the risk, right? And so it's the cost of doing it's the cost of getting started, right? Once your business gets going and you have solid income and solid revenues and also a proven track record of payment history with these lenders, you'll be getting cheap money before you know it, you know? And everything will just keep getting better.
Right now my only concern is to continue with the payment and then pay employees. That's why I'm, if I get, let's say, a cushion, to working capital, a cushion, even 10 grand or 15 grand, is good. It will help me. I only need maybe 1 month window. I only need 1 month window since the equipment, since we started getting clients for the equipment.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't worry. We'll crunch the numbers for you and get you the best loan possible and get you on your way so you can just really, I mean, you're right on the cusp of getting things really going, it sounds like from this conversation. And you just need a little push right now and then you'll be set and you'll be able to move forward and be able to get, better financing for I'm sure you're gonna eventually be getting more screens and more trucks and everything like that.
I have two more trucks waiting to be
Exactly.
to put a screen on it, and those trucks are even bigger than this one. Those trucks are 24 feet instead
Oh,
of
nice.
16 feet. It's twice this, and they are all sitting here. So once we get one of the convention events, which is like 45,000 a day,
Yeah.
we should be able to pay off this, and then we start investing in the other two trucks.
Exactly. Okay.
But now from the three events that we've had, we are getting a lot of clients. We are getting a lot of people inquiring about us. We did the San Francisco Bay to Breakers. If you go to our website, you will see it. You see the pictures. When you scroll down, you see Bay to Breakers event. And we have you seen? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm on your website.
Yes. Scroll down, you will see San Francisco Bay to Breakers.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. Right. Yeah, there you go. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Bay to Breakers, for instance, there was about 128,000 people there. And
Oh,
so
wow.
now a lot of people are going to our website, checking us out and calling and trying to find out how best they can use our services and all that. You see,
Oh, so you need
so
to get these
right
trucks
now
as fast as possible.
so that's what it is. So right now, and summer is coming, that's where all the events are coming. So we just need to do one of these big conventions, and we should be ready to pay for it. That was the idea. And you see, the whole idea was we financed the truck for the Super Bowl. You know, the Super Bowl was coming to San Francisco in February. And after we financed it in November, the manufacturer could not get it done before the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So we missed the Super Bowl window. The whole idea, business plan and idea was for the Super Bowl. But since we financed it in November, we kept paying, and the manufacturer had to order the equipment from China. The equipment took so long. And it came the very week of the Super Bowl. So they couldn't get it all done, put together for us for the Super Bowl. And then, so after the Super Bowl, only one side was showing, was working, you know, and this is electronics. So we have to take it back in for them to take their time and rebuild it well. And we just got it last month, you know, end of March, early April. So now that we have it in our hand, that is when we started. Now we started getting clients. But until then, I've been using my own resources, which is putting a whole lot of stress on me.
Of course, no, it will help. Do you have any business partners?
No, I only have my wife. So we started, me and my wife.
Okay, is she on the business? Is she on the business on the tax return?
Yes.
Okay.
She's on it.
Okay.
So she's like 40% and I'm 60%.
Okay. We might be able to do it without her. We'll see what happens. Because the best programs, we'll see what happens. The best programs, you need like usually 2/3. But at 60%, we'll see. We might be cutting it close, but we'll find out. We can always add her at the end if we need to.
Okay.
She was on the equipment loans, right?
Yeah, she's on all the equipment. She's on all the documents.
Yeah.
She's on all the documents and at 40% and I'm 20%.
Yeah.
And all the employees I've brought on, they are independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So the sales, the vice president for sales, we pay him from what he brings in. If he bring $100,000 sale, he gets 20%.
Nice. Okay.
I have two vice presidents of who are doing sales, and whatever business they bring in, if they bring in a $50,000 sale, they make 20%. If they bring $100,000, they make 20% of the sale they brought.
Excellent. All right, so
that's how I'm going. But the drivers and the IT technical people and all that too, I bring them on I have to pay them as soon as we finish an event.
Yeah.
So let's say last Friday's event lasted the whole day. We were there from 10 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't leave there until 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow.
Until the show was over. Yeah, the band is from Nashville. And we had to set the stage and everything. We even had to rent the stage. We just set up the stage with our vehicle behind the stage. So the vehicle was the stage drop. So when the musicians are playing, then we are showing it live on the stage.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see that on the website, too. I see how you set that up.
Yeah, we set it up like that for the... Oh, the musician love it. He said he has never digital backdrop before. Yeah, he says he has a show in Santa Barbara, so he's going to connect us for that show coming in June 28th or July, early July.
Oh, perfect.
So you are in San Diego. One of these days, we will drive up there.
Hey, if I can, I'll be there.
Yeah, because now that all the musicians, all the event people are beginning to know us, because we just got the machine. It's an awesome machine. It does so many things. But the only thing is I have to wait for the people we did the show for to pay us, and I even haven't paid my employees yet, because the check they gave me 5,000 checks for that show, right? I had to go and deposit it in the bank, and I deposited on Saturday. They said it won't clear until Wednesday. So I told all the workers Wednesday they should come for their check.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. So that is where I'm lacking right now. That, like, when they finished the show, I should have paid all of them right there and then, because they were, you know, it was you know, long hours, more than 12 hours they were there.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, go and come for your check on Wednesday. That is when the check they gave me from the show will clear. That's why, yeah. I need, if I get 15,000 or 20 or 25 or anything, and put it there, in this case, our next show, you know, once we finish, I pay all of them right instantly. And then I take my time to deposit the check from the show, you know, for it to clear like that. That is where I'm looking for a loan, and nobody wants to help me.
Yeah, I got you. So you just need a little help. Make sure you have the cushion for payroll right now.
I need a little help. A lot of people, you talk to them about invest. You see, a lot of people don't have the vision that I have. So until they see the equipment, until they see the equipment before they say, "Wow, you guys have something going." So I keep doing it until this summer or maybe July, when I get one of these big contracts, then I won't need anybody's money anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna make it.
Only, yeah.
Yeah.
If I've survived from November to now, I still need. I just need to get over the hump.
Yeah.
I just need to get over the hump, and how to get over the hump is so difficult. I even asked some friends, some family people. I said, if anybody can give me hard cash loan, I will do that. But nobody wants to. Time is hard for people.
It is. All right, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna email you in the next 5 to 10 minutes. An application, I'm going to have it pretty much filled out for you, and you just need to complete it and sign it, and I'm going to ask for the bank statements for the business for the past few months, for 6 months, and then the one page out
of the tax return. That one is the hardest part that I will go, because the account at Wells Fargo, right? The account at Wells Fargo, I think, we used all the money, so that has been left inactive. And the accounts too at BofA, I have some few return checks, which you don't want to know. You don't want to see. You want to see them.
We have to see the bank statement. So, how many accounts? How many business accounts do you have for your business?
I had two. I had Wells Fargo and BofA, but BofA was the main account I was using.
Okay.
But then in the past few months, I haven't been able to deposit money in there because you know, when the money come in, I just pay, you know, use it to pay drivers and all that.
So you're just cashing the checks.
Yeah, the bank account is not looking so good until I start getting some big checks to deposit them in. So I had some kind of return checks and all that.
Okay, I mean,
I'm being honest with you because I've been struggling with. With keeping up, I've been struggling, and I just need to let you know that the bank statement don't look great, don't look lucrative.
Okay, no, I just want to think of a solution. I'm pretty good at this, so.
Okay. If I have been getting good businesses in, I think it will be good. But for the past couple of months, that is when. Finances have been gone so low, just this past few weeks where we have like two or three clients.
Oh, Okay, so but for the past 3 months, I just want
to. I can get a past 3 months bank statement, but that's what I'm telling you. There are some thing, check returns and zero balance and overdraft and all that on there. It's not good to show.
No, of course, I can work with some overdrafts, and I understand that sometimes you go negative. That's fine. Right?
I've gone negative for about maybe 30 days in the BOFA account. So I can still call them and have them email it, or I can go online, or I will go there and they will do pull it out. But for the past 30 days, I've been negative in the bank account. And the account at Wells Fargo, they said they've closed it down. So I reopened it, and the only thing I have in it is maybe $1,000 in it.
Okay, I'm just going to be honest with you. If your bank account was negative for 30 days, we're definitely not going to be able to help. You know, it can be negative a couple days here and there, but these are what we look at the bank account for is to make sure you can afford to pay us back. So if the bank account is negative, then it's not going to look good to the investors, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just an unfortunate situation because in the past couple of months, I've been paying my people, you know, cash. I've been paying them, you know, cash instead of going through the bank. That was my fault. That's my mistake. Like when the drivers come in, I pay them $100 a day. So anytime they come in, I pay them cash and they go.
Okay, well, let's take a look at them.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take a look at them. I'll email you, and we'll take it from there. And are your bank account, is it positive right now?
No, I think going into last week, they gave me an alert that I'm over about $270. So I'm yet to go and pay that $270. I have to go pull it from account in West Fargo and then go pay B of A, the 270 overdraft. Over. And the overdraft is not even overdraft. It's like when they return a check, then they charge me. When they return a check, then they charge me. So some of the creditors or some of the people who send who have auto payment, I've told them don't send anything to the bank until you confirm it with me. Until we got it, we have a contract. I've got my check from the client, and I deposit it. Then I'll call you that hey, we've deposited money there, mm-hmm. So go get your money.
Okay.
So that is the rough situation I've been in for the past 2 months, though. I'm being very honest with you. That's the rough situation. It's been a rough situation that when we did a job for Bay to Breakers, right? Okay, they paid us $5,000. To be honest with you, I should have deposited at the bank. Then I cashed it. So when we cashed it and I paid all the people who came to work for me and all that, we paid them. We pay them cash to go. So this is, it's like, I've made note for tax purposes, though, that this driver, we paid him this, But I pay them anytime they come, at times when they come, and I have cash in my pocket, then I pay you at the end of the day. Instead of, you know, going back and forth or waiting, you know, because they are drivers, and these people also have different jobs to do. So they come and drive for me on the weekend or during the week. At the end of the day, they expect to get something to go.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me email you the application and what I need from you, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll try to. Yeah. Do you ever take credit cards?
Yeah. I have a couple of credit cards, but they are all full.
No. Do your customers ever pay you with credit cards?
Okay. Well, I have the merchant account.
Okay, I just wanted to check. Sometimes that's an alternative solution.
I have merchant account set up by B of A. But
okay.
I haven't used it yet. Everybody pay me, check and cash because, one family we went to do a birthday party for them. We send the screen there and put the birthday party on the screen. They pay me $500, on the spot, cash. Mm-hmm. They don't pay me. So all those ones, that's why I haven't used the merchant account yet. It was Bank of America set it up for me, and they charge me $30 every month.
Okay.
So since you brought it up, I need to start doing that. I need to start using the merchant account. In this case, I can get record of the credit card processing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's just something. It was just a thought of mine. If you were using it already, then we could use those as deposits instead of the bank accounts. It's just a thought. But let's just see what the bank statements look like over the past 6 months, and maybe we can get you $10,000, $15,000. And get you something to get you over this hump of the next few months, and then you won't have to worry about it anymore.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Because I just need a bailout in order to not depend on doing a show before they pay me, before I can do anything.
Yeah, we just need to get you to the next step.
Yes, that's where I'm at. Thank you.
Hey, you got it. I'll email you.
God bless you.
God with you also. Also be with you.
You are God sent to help me because I've been praying to God to send me an angel to help me because I just need to get over the hump in 1 month. I just need 30 days of getting help somewhere.
It'll be in God's hands. Once we get all the paperwork in and we'll see what happens. I'll do my best to get you the money you need, and I'll be in contact with you the whole time and let you know what's going on. And
okay.
I can even secure
if you can give me any loan. I can secure it with my home. Go have equity in there.
Yeah, we don't do those kinds of loans. No, we do those kinds of loans, but not with people's property. Sometimes we'll secure it against. This is a tough situation, but with construction companies where they have the yellow iron, the dump trucks, things that are worth $50,000, and they don't owe any money on them. Sometimes we'll do it like that. But all right, well.
Okay.
I'll get to work. I'll email you right now, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kwamina.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'm here for you. It was very nice talking to you today. I'll work really hard for you.
All right. You too. When I make money, I'll make sure we come and get you.
I'm coming to a show. I've never been to Santa Barbara. I'm coming up to see it.
Make you the national vice president. So you just have to travel and don't have to worry about any other thing.
That sounds great. Well, I'm on it then.
Yeah.
You got it. All right, let's talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll talk tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.